explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
It is explained well time this afternoon. The big story that's been doing the rounds today is the issues in Hammanskraal with the water and the cholera and so on. And we've got our very own Masechaba Sefulara on the line. Masechaba, hi.
Hi there, Rob. How are you?
We are well, thank you. You've been in Hammanskraal all day. What's the feeling on the ground? People must be angry.
Yeah, they really are. It's been an interesting day on the ground. We started off by speaking to residents. I'd actually spotted a couple of people who'd been walking around with 5-liter bottles filled with water. And I stopped to speak with them and asked them, how they feel given this, development of the outbreak, the cholera outbreak in the region. And they've said that they've been frustrated for years, really, just over a decade. They've been trying to communicate the issues with the water contamination in Hammanskraal. It's common knowledge that the South African Human Rights Commission has already said that the water in Hammanskraal is actually not fit for human consumption. I think that report came out as far back as 2019. So the people around here know that they cannot use the tap water. However, there is water that is provided by the city through water tankers. And most of them actually suspect that this infection may have come from there, with them claiming that there may be some service providers who've been cutting corners. However, these are allegations that have obviously not been verified, and we are waiting results that are being run on some of the water sources around the Hammanskraal area, which is basically the epicenter of the cholera outbreak in the country as we speak. But one thing that really stood out with regards to the emotions on the ground was when the mayor of Tshwane, Celia Brink, came in to try and also address the residents with regards to interventions that have been done by the city to try and address this. And he was not even allowed to come out of his car. His car was actually ambushed. There was a lot of kicking, there was a lot of shouting, and there was a demand for him to leave the premises. And he unfortunately had to leave. We also had a couple of other political heads around the area. So the issue has been highly politicized, obviously we all keep coming back to this topic of the coalition governments and finger pointing. But at the end of the day, there are lives that are being lost, and this issue has been a long time coming. As unfortunate as it is, the issues around the water in Hammanskraal have been a problem for far too long.
Masechaba, you spoke about the mayor wanting to kind of communicate the interventions. What interventions are currently in place?
Well, there was a press briefing this afternoon, which was led by the Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation, Mr. David Mahlobo, and he explained that there would be a command center that would be set up to not only address the immediate needs of the people in terms of having drinkable water available to them as soon as possible, but also from the health perspective to deal with the outbreak and contain the spread of the disease. Mm. Again, we know that there's been a couple of we're sitting at 15 deaths, known deaths at this moment, and the disease has already spread to other provinces. He has explained that there will be intervention on all three tiers of government, so that's local, provincial, and national government, from the departments of water and sanitation, from the Department of Health, as well as the Department of Social Development, because as you can imagine, there are people who've lost loved ones, and there are people who are actually living in fear. It's a real thing. It's so sad to actually see that people are now scared. I mean, the issue of, them saying that they have made people aware that they cannot drink the water out of their taps. Someone was saying that, well, they simply cannot afford to buy water at 5 rand per 5 liters anymore. So some of them have already, tried to boil the water, but it's actually so bad. The smell, the look of it, it's brown, it's slimy. You can imagine just how much risk someone would have to take to actually consume that water, but it's really boiled down to that. Another issue that was raised by the Deputy Health Minister, Sibongiseni Dhlomo, was that you may find that poverty is a factor, because they're worried that even though some of these cases come to the hospital and they're detected soon enough, people are still dying. So that issue talks to, immune deficiency, whether that is through disease or poor nutrition, that is also a concern on this end.
Yeah, I can only imagine how frustrating the situation must be when you can't drink the water that's coming out of your taps. You're relying on water that's being brought in tankers, and now you have reason to believe that the water coming in the tankers might be the cause of things that are making you sick. I completely understand the anger and the frustration.
Yeah, I think so as well.
And that's it. Yeah, and I mean, we spoke to the representative from the city of Tshwane. We also spoke to the MMC, Mr. Forsey, and he was saying that what they've done actually is that they've ramped up the number of tankers that are going to be going out into communities. In fact, they have saying that in informal settlements, they had tankers going out 3 days a week, and now they've increased that to 5 days a week, whereas in the urban areas, they've actually been having tankers going out every day.
Yeah.
But again, as you say, you've got the tankers going out, but do people really trust the water that comes out of these tankers? Well, there are tests that are also being run to establish whether or not, in fact, those tankers that are transporting the waters could not possibly be the source of the outbreak.
Yeah.
Again, we do not have any final figures in that regard. And as we speak about figures, we're sitting now with about 41 confirmed cases across the country, and that's in the Free State. I think there was 6 cases reported in the Free State and 1 case reported in Limpopo. And there were 34 cases reported here in Hammanskraal. And of those 34 cases is where we had the 15 deaths. So health authorities around this area are on high alert. And again, the emphasis here and the urgency here is in containing this disease and making sure that it doesn't spread further than it already has, with the emphasis being put on hygiene practices.
Yeah. All right, Master Chabo, we will leave it there. We appreciate your time. Thanks for keeping an eye on things for us.
Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
That is Master Chabo Sefularo. She's one of our very own Jack and Newsroom team. She's been on the ground all day. I can only imagine how irritating this whole situation must be.
Absolutely.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.